Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We got our good friend Tim Berry back on the show, a 17-plus year founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the galactic guru of business planning. He's forgotten more than most of us will ever know about the subject. He's written all the important books on the topic, but don't get excited because, or maybe you should get excited because he's got another one coming out real soon. And I'm looking forward to that. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's so nice to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. He also, folks, is a guy who created Business Plan Pro, which is now Life Plan, and it's helped so many thousands and thousands of small businesses accomplish their goal. Tim, it's got to feel good to know your baby has helped so many people.
Yes. You know, Business Plan is something that can help you do your business right. Start it or run it or grow it, and yes, I'm very pleased with the progress of that.
Yeah. So one of the things you do every year, at least once, maybe more than once a year, I can't keep up, is help judge business plan competitions, don't you?
Yes. You know, there's almost a circuit that goes on in April and early May of international business plan competitions. I do three of them every year. I do one in Oregon and two in Texas, and It's fun. It's interesting. What goes on is teams, they have to have an academic member. These are sponsored and organized by business schools, but every year they're less academic and more real. Teams compete for prizes based on their business plans, their ventures, their startups.
So you've been doing this now for a long time, and I'm glad to hear you say that the plans you're seeing are more real world and less pointy headed.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I started judging these things in the 90s. The idea started back in the 80s. And in the 90s, when I started doing it, they were still largely an academic exercise. It was MBA students pretending and imagining a business, but in the 15 or so years that I've been doing this, there's been a steady progress towards real businesses that are going to launch that include MBA students, but often include other people. And, I'm going this week to Houston to do one that the Rice University sponsors. Last year, the organizers of that showed some statistics that two-thirds of the companies have actually launched, and something in the order of $800 million has been invested by angel investors and venture capital in the companies that have gone through that business plan competition at Rice.
Wow, that's a lot. So are you seeing these things popping up around the country?
Yes.
Every year
there's more. I've stuck with the three that I do.
Right.
But it's such a good exercise that now you see them in communities not associated with business schools.
Right.
Chambers of commerce. And prizes, you know, the one I'll be doing this week has about $3 million that they don't give away. They invest. And, Jim, you know the difference.
Yep, I sure do.
They're taking equity. They own a portion of these companies.
Yeah, they're not Santa Claus.
Yeah. Well, and yet there are, as the idea grows and proliferates around the country, you get more and more where it's smaller prizes, but it's prizes. The one I did last week in Portland, Oregon, had a first-place prize of $25,000. Which isn't that much, but they give it to the company. It's not an investment. They don't take ownership. They say, here's your money. Spend it wisely.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably need more capital, but that's a nice gift. That's certainly that'll pay some bills. So I want to come back to this thing about these things proliferating. I really like this idea because for a long time you reported on these things in those small in those three areas, and people out in the flyover America really couldn't relate to that. But now so many entrepreneurial incubators and local schools and SBDCs are and chambers of commerce are putting these on around the country. So I as I know you do, I encourage people to find out about these things and participate.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you could go to istart.org to get a list of them.
Okay, good. Istart.org?
Yes, and there's bizplancompetitions.com.
All right.
Or you can Google business plan competition.
Yeah.
And you'll
check
see there's more and more of them.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Quick break, right back with Tim Berry. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.